This whole team is overdue to get a win in general, but obviously, you know, with the injuries on this team and where we're at, it's time for the defense to step up. And we've shown flashes, but you know, we need to string together a full game, and this Thursday is a great opportunity with big play players across their whole team. So it'll be a great matchup, and we're looking forward to it. And as we've continued to say, everything is in front of us right now, so we need to get this win or else it's looking bleak.
What do you think's gone south on the run defense, and how do you get it back to where it was? Because you guys were great the first third of the season at it.
It's like I said after the last week, you know, usually it has to do with missed tackles and technique issues, as well as you know, not fitting in your gap. And obviously it's easier said than done, but I just need to get back to that. You know, obviously it makes it a little more difficult when you're playing from behind, but I mean, that once again goes on the defense from, you know, giving up too many points. So if we can get hopefully put some points on the board and get them in advantageous positions, get after the quarterback and get back to what we do, which is creating turnovers.
Speaking of the quarterback, Stafford, how tough is it defending against him?
Well, you know, he's got a gunslinger's mentality in that he's going to give his receivers opportunities to make plays, and they do. So, you know, he's going to throw the ball a lot, and we know that. So, you know, you got to try and get him off the mark, make him uncomfortable. But, you know, he's already got however many thousands of yards this year throwing. So, just trying to do as best as we can, you know, keeping him contained and not, you know, throwing the ball up. Well, I mean, a great deal, you know, is Calvin Johnson. But, you know, I think you really look at it, it's adding, you know, Reggie Bush to the lineup now, giving them a running game. Bell's been playing well. It definitely mixes up their whole, you know, pass-first philosophy. So you have to respect the run game and the playmaking ability of those guys.
With all the adversity that this team's faced this year, how much is a steady guy like an A.J. Hawk meant to this team?
Yeah, you know, AJ's been doing that for years now. You've been sleeping on him. But AJ's been doing that. You know, he's that reliable rock in the middle who's, you know, he's having he's getting the numbers this year that, you know, with sacks and all that, which are sexier. But, you know, this is what he does, and that's what he continues to do. That's why we keep him around.
Clay, I know this is an important game playing in the National Stadium. The one thing, I know this team needs to win, but the one thing you remember to have fun at this game. I mean, there's only a few games a year on the national stage. You want to have fun at doing this?
You got to have fun each and every game. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, we're having a blast doing this, but you're right. You know, it's on Thanksgiving. Only a few teams have an opportunity to do this, as well as primetime television. And we're in a spot now where, you know, it's not all doomsday mentality. You need to go out there, have fun, and get a victory. And that's hopefully what we'll do this Thursday.
Clay, even Stafford to throw it up for grabs. He's had some interceptions. He had a rough week last week. How do you get him to do that and give you guys some opportunities for –
Well, I think he's going to do it one way or another because, you know, they've got excellent receivers over there who, you know, make plays. But ultimately it's about, you know, making plays on the back end, especially in those situations. So, I mean, he's a tall receiver, you know, jump ball better than anybody. So, it really comes down to, you know, making plays back there. And that really puts, you know, the stress on our secondary. But ultimately getting back up front in the front seven, stop the run, get after the quarterback, and hopefully limit those, you know, those deep throws. Thumb's coming along. It'll probably be a very similar cast. You know, obviously, you can't get much smaller until you switch over to a brace, and it's not ready for that. So, you know, it continues to have its limitations, but ultimately, I think it's enough to, you know, still play at a good level.